Catholic education in Northern Ireland has been being debated since U.S. President Barack Obama called Catholic schools part of segregation in the province. Northern Ireland's First Minister, Peter Robinson, has called for an end for public funding of Catholic schools. The Auxiliary Bishop of Down and Connor in Belfast, Donal McEwen, said the Catholic education has been recognized around the world for its excellence and that it is not part of the problem in Northern Ireland.
We have a complex education system. We have state schools, which are a minority of the schools, and then the Catholic managed sector, which is fully funded by the state, which is larger than the state sector, and then a variety of independent sectors, the voluntary grammar schools, the Irish medium schools, and then those that are classified as the integrated schools, which was a movement that began in the 1970s to say the way forward is to bring Catholics and Protestants together. It's blown up in recent weeks because when President Obama was in Belfast, he was there for the G8. He talked about Catholics and Protestants using that sort of denominational paradigm as the tool to analyse our situation. Whereas I think since 1998, when we had the Good Friday Agreement, we have recognised that it's a political problem between those who want union with Britain and those who want union with the Irish Republic, rather than a denominational, rather than a religious thing. And therefore, we were concerned that, A, the Catholic-Protestant paradigm for analysing the problem is out of date, and we have gone beyond that within Northern Ireland. And secondly, it was unhelpful because if you say the problem is Catholic-Protestant, then anything that is Catholic can easily be caricatured as part of the problem, to be got rid of, as being anti-ecumenical. Whereas our line is that, yes, we want to integrate education, but that it's not only the formally integrated schools, which have 6% of the population. It is not only they who can do that. Catholic schools have shown in Northern Ireland, as well as elsewhere, that they are quite as capable as any other school sector of bringing together people from different faith backgrounds and from different racial backgrounds. In fact, in Belfast, it actually is the Catholic schools which are the most racially mixed. So any caricature that there are sort of sectarian schools and good, pious, integrated schools really is an oversimplification, a terrible oversimplification. We want to be involved in the process of reconciliation rather than labelled as the bad boys.
You say this sectarianism, bringing this up, is unhelpful. Yet people, Republicans are usually Catholic and Unionists are usually Protestant. Not always, this is true. That being the case, how can Catholic schools play a role in integration?
Well, if you were over in Belfast, I could show you very, very easily how they do that. We have a number of Catholic schools where the non-Catholic population is very high. St. Colum Bannis College Bangers, 50-50. Proudly Catholic, very strongly Catholic. It is the preferred option because it's Catholic, not despite the fact that it's Catholic. St. Patrick's in Lisburn, 25% of the intake comes from outside the Catholic population. Protestant teachers who choose to be in Catholic education. In fact, a Presbyterian who was until recently the head of a Catholic Dominican college. So we have ample evidence of precisely how Catholic education, because it is Catholic, rather than despite the fact that it's Catholic, can be the preferred option for integration. There are places, I mentioned those towns there, Bangor and Lisburn, where people walk past the integrated school, in inverted commas, to go to the Catholic school, which is more integrated. So again, it's an oversimplification to talk about the pious integrated sector. I think we're all looking to integrate rather than just to promote one sector, many of whose schools are not particularly integrated.
What role do Catholic schools play in Northern Ireland, aside from educating mostly the Catholic population? How do they perform compared to other schools in Britain?
Compared to other schools in Northern Ireland, for a start, Catholic schools, even though the Catholic population on average is poorer, Catholic schools seriously outperform the state sector. I'm sure there are many who choose Catholic schools now, not for idealistic reasons, but simply because the Catholic grammar schools, the selective grammar schools, are way far out at the top of the list of successful schools. And the Catholic non-selective schools do so much better for the underprivileged than the state sector does. So, I think Catholic education has an awful lot going for it. There is a sense of identity that we have. There is a sense that we are producing a wonderful product. And I think the ideal for government should be is how can we learn from the Catholic sector, rather than that old sectarian thing of seeing Catholic education as being part of the education for the disloyal minority, which has to be removed in order to create an identity. Because in Northern Ireland, the war is over between nationalists and unionists. But the conflict is alive and well about the medium to long-term allegiance of Northern Ireland to be British or to be Irish. And because the conflict's continuing between the main political parties, I said in an interview last weekend that we have to recognise that the big political movements, nationalism and unionism, will continue to use sectarianism or hint at sectarianism in order to keep their voting tribes in line. So I interpret not the, that we have peace with just a few little loose ends to be tied up, but we actually have a huge uncertainty about the long-term future of Northern Ireland, and everything, including Catholic schools, will become a football in a political conflict that has nothing to do with Catholicism or with education.
Are there any dangers to Catholic schools? You mentioned they were publicly funded. Are there any moves to challenge this right now?
There are lots of words saying it would be wonderful if we had a monochrome education system, only one education system. My response to that is twofold. A, show me any country in the world, any developed country, where you have a monochrome system. You can have any colour of car you want as long as it's black, as Henry Ford alleged to have said. No country is going down the road of one sole system. And secondly, the challenge for us in Northern Ireland is not to remove diversity, but to get beyond fearing it and get to celebrate it. And Catholic schools have shown, particularly with the multinational pupil numbers that they have, that they're actually better able in the state system to celebrate diversity. So we're saying we want to be part as an equal partner with others. We want to encourage integrated schools by all means to compete in the education market. But we believe we have a superb product that doesn't just focus on getting good educational marks, but precisely because of the pastoral care, because of that inspirational ideology, as the research from Harvard in the early 90s suggested, that creates a sense of can-do, has high standards, has wonderful pastoral care. If you focus on those which are at the heart of Catholic education, if you talk about a God who has faith in us, if you have a focus on a God who's reconciled the world to himself in Jesus, you're actually then almost by accident getting good results anyway, and producing people who are much better able to engage in creating the future rather than being prisoners of the past.
You might not have seen it because you're here in Rome, but I did see there was a column in the Belfast Telegraph today by a woman saying that you should come to an integrated school where they have a Catholic chaplain and a Protestant chaplain. Why can't this Catholic education be provided in the integrated school environment if they're allowing Catholic chaplains?
There are a few schools, and I'm quite happy to encourage integrated schools. I've met with their leaders so often. I've no problem with integrated schools. My only problem is that there is the assertion that they are somehow or other morally superior to everybody else, because Catholic schools can do just as well. And I think we know from Catholic education is not just RE, is not just acknowledgement of Catholic feasts. I know a leading intellectual, or he was vice-rector of the university in Belfast, Queen's University, Sir George Bain, who was from no faith background, who sent his children to a Catholic school in England. And he said, he quoted the principal of that school, "We don't teach Catholicism as dogma. We teach it as a lens through which to view the world. There is a particular Catholic worldview, a Weltanschauung." And I think by immersing people in that view of the world, which says God has faith in us, recognising the reality of our dignity as made in God's image and likeness, and the reality of sin, recognising the sense of community, recognising the fact that the earth is not damned but can be the bearer of God, as in water and wine and bread and oil and so on. An emphasis on rationality and learning, an emphasis on tradition. That actually is something you can't simply teach by RE classes, especially for Catholics. And many who are not Catholics can A, learn about Catholicism, B, can learn from Catholicism, in other words, and we can learn from other world religions. And thirdly, we can learn from out of a tradition. In other words, it can speak both to those who are looking at Catholicism, those who want to learn from the Catholic worldview, and those who come with a Catholic worldview who want to develop their own faith. So we're talking about a hidden curriculum. We're talking about an informal curriculum rather than just what happens in the RE class. So Catholic education is recognised worldwide as being an exceptionally successful model of education, very popular in so many countries around the world, especially chosen by non-Christians and non-Catholics. So I'm quite happy that I'm going to defend Catholic education and the contribution it can make to creating a healed society in Northern Ireland. Whatever the politicians want as the end outcome, we're looking for young people to come out who are confident about their own talents, keen to contribute to the building of the future, happy to engage with the pain of the past and look for reconciliation and be a blessing on their society. We're not creating bigots. All the evidence is quite clear about that. We are creating people who can build the new Northern Ireland. And please, it's unfortunate if we're labelled as being the bad boys of the pack.